Alexander Pollock has a big idea, something America's probably never heard before. Pollock wants to turn this into Motown or the Star Spangled Banner, maybe God Bless America. Alexander Pollock is the architect for the city of Detroit. He's planning a motor symphony of sorts for when the Motor City hosts the Super Bowl in February. Not long ago, Pollock came upon the idea to use some of the high-octane horns on tractor-trailer trucks to perform some of the city's best-loved tunes.
About 10, 12 years ago, a bunch of about 50 semi-truck drivers came downtown and circled our city hall, and they were blowing their air horns. And once in a while, they would hit a perfect triad with these horns. So I always remember that, and I thought, why shouldn't we be able to tune these horns to a specific pitch and set up a series in a harmonic scale on a semi-truck to be able to play a melody?
Mr. Pollock, are you talking about those big, loud air horns that you hear?
Oh, yeah, the big ones. But instead of seeing two... one or two horns, you're going to see 11 of these horns on a truck roof, and have actually three trucks outfitted, so you'll have a melody line and harmony, which has never been done before. Can you just imagine going down the freeway with three trucks playing God Bless America? I mean, never. It would just blow people's minds.
Well, how do you actually tune one of those horns?
Well, it's an electronic mechanism that has a compressor and behind the cab that activates the horn, and there's a reed in each horn, and the sound is just pumped through at 140 decibels.
So these horns are attached to trucks?
Oh, yeah, and there'll be a console inside the cab with the musical scale and the musical score, so they can play by a conductor who unfortunately has to stand outside.
You're doing this to commemorate Super Bowl 40, which is taking place there in the city of Detroit, but you can't bring the trucks inside the stadium.
No, you're right. I tried to do this first. I mean, to do the national anthem with these trucks in the Ford Field, we wound up learning that the trucks would put ruts in the grass in the football field, and then
that would be a problem.
That would be a problem. And then I said, well, could we just get to the tunnel entrance? And then Homeland Security got involved, and they said, no, we can't block the tunnel. So it became obvious it wasn't going to be featured in the Super Bowl or in the stadium, but we can do it at a baseball stadium in the future, or any other NASCAR event, or any future event where large crowds gather, because the national anthem has to be played, or the Kentucky Derby. Who knows where it might go after that? But everyone knows the success of the three tenors, and this could be the three truckers. There's some kind of funny takeoff on that.
Are you auditioning truckers right now?
Well, not unless they are musicians, but a trucker could do it because the trucks aren't going to be moving. Any musician could play the console like a piano, play the melody or whatever musical score is provided. Truckers really, I think, would be great. I mean, to see them in tuxedos, and it would be perfect.
So what do you plan to play?
Well, first of all, we'd like to do the national anthem, which is basic, and then God Bless America would be a nice tune people could sing along, assuming they hear their voice. And then we'd also do a Motown song, and other melodies that people could sing along with.
Considering it's an air horn, Stop in the Name of Love sounds like it might be a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be my vote.
All right, that's a good one. I'll put that one down. Yeah, that's great. Whatever Barry Gordy lets me do, we'll do.
Mr. Pollock, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Okie doke.
Alexander Pollock is the architect for Detroit and the man behind the planned truck horn musical performance set for Super Bowl 40.